Magic,
and the world of illusion.
Magic TV
and Craig Petty proudly present the Talk Magic Podcast. Every week we bring you awesome interviews with the greatest magicians that have ever lived. And now, here's your host, Craig Petty.
So it's almost time for Blackpool, and I am meeting with the movers, the shakers, the dealers, the producers, the people that are going to be at the dealer hall showing us the most amazing things and making us want to put our hands in our pocket and spend money. And I am here today talking to somebody who literally does it all and then some. He is the owner and CEO of MB Magic Limited, that are making a huge name for themselves in the magic community. But on top of that, he runs the most popular magic theatre, Magic Bar. He is the godfather of bar magic, one of the funniest comedy magicians in the world, and a super nice guy as well. And I am, of course, talking about the one and only Mark Bennett. How are you doing, Mark?
I'm all right, my friend. Thank you very much. That was very nice. I like that.
So much.
I would have expected a little bit more, but that's fine. That's fine.
Every time I do an interview with you, you've accomplished more stuff. It's going to be like 20 minutes at this point. Right. Let me tell you everything this guy's done. But it's true. Like, I think it's why I love the stuff that you produce so much, because you work a lot. I don't think that there's many people that do as many stand-up shows as you do, because literally, you own your own theatre. If you wanted to, you could be doing a show, two shows every night of the week, seven nights a week. You know, but on top of that, you take your own stuff as well. Like, there's very few people that have as many chances to perform to real people in a real world environment than you. You've got literally the venue where if you want to go and do close up, you can. If you want to do a stage show, you can. I mean, who else has that opportunity? Nobody.
Well, it's very true, and then it's also the time of, like, you know, you obviously got to spend time with your family. So, it would be nice if I was younger. I think I would be embracing that a lot more. But what's really quite nice is when I come up with an idea, I can actually just say, right, I'll stick that in the show tonight and see how it goes and see what it does, and without having to. It's my theatre, so if I make a fool of myself and the theatre suffers for it, it's my fault, but at least I'm not having a client go, why are you testing out that, and why are you doing this, and why are you doing that kind of thing. At least I can, and I do encourage my guys to test it out, go on. Show it to me first, though, but test it out.
Well, a good friend of mine is Drew Perry, who I consider to be a bit of a genius when it comes to this sort of thing. And he said to me, I was with him yesterday, and he said, I just come back from Smoke and Mirrors a week or so ago, and oh my gosh, Mark Bennett's show is so funny. It's so amazing. Like, I absolutely love it.
The funniest. Well, no, Fitchy smashed the floor with me on that night. I'll tell you, he really did. I was like, kind of like, you know, when the guests come along, you kind of like, you want to have a smashing first show, that kind of stuff. And I was just like, and it was a good show. And then it was just like, then Fitchy went out and he was just, yeah, he blew him away, got to standing O and everything. Brilliant. It's really good. So well done.
That's what he does. He's a legend. But on top of all of this, you obviously are making a real name for yourself as a magic producer. MB Magic started off just releasing your own material, just bringing stuff out that you do yourself, and obviously quite an eclectic range, you know, the drink deck and merch, and then obviously you're putting cards in beavers, and you were there at Blackpool last year. Everyone was talking about you. There he is. There's the beaver. There. And now, in the last year, like, you've been producing, you know, you've been working with lots of other people. You've been, you know, I just recently reviewed Movie Deck, which is by Jamie Williams. Fantastic working routine. And it's going from strength to strength to strength in a very crowded sort of marketplace. You've got so much really strong commercial magic coming out for both stage performers and close-up performers.
Yeah, I think mainly I kind of wanted to do it for myself, is that obviously Matthew gave me the bug in some respects when he said, I think you should release Queen's Nose. I think it's great. You know, that Queen's Nose thing. I think it's a fun little routine. And when he saw the routine, as in doing the routine, he goes, that's really strong. And obviously, and now the success is in its third phase of that, of just that little routine I used to do behind the magic bar. And then, you know, the things of myself with my blinds wallet, got mixed reactions from people, but it's my biggest selling trick I do at lectures, because once they understand what it's there for, they're like, that's me. I think somebody put up on the other day about blinds was saying, you know, I'm dyslexic, so I need to look at the word longer until I can actually focus in on it. And this is the perfect peak that I can just leave it there and just slowly get those letters. And, you know, when masking what they're doing, you know, not physically looking at it, but, you know, and what I've been doing in between all of that as well is improving that blinds peak as well, to make it a little bit more, you know, robust and, you know, and all that kind of stuff. So yeah, and I'm always tinkering and but then also then tinkering, going into the theatre and working it and seeing if it works for me. And if it works for me, then that's great. You know, I can't say it's going to work for everybody, but it works for me. And that's the way it is.
And I agree. I think blinds is amazing. And I think blinds is worth, even if you didn't get the wallet, and I genuinely mean this, I think blinds is worth it just for your presentation, just for the way that you present that trick.
I think David Penn saw the lecture, and when I did Mind Map, it just blew him away. He just said, what a great way, what an honestly, an amazing way to reveal a word by mind mapping it, because for non-mentalists, you know, that kind of way. So what I'm doing at the moment as well with Mind Map is trying to find, I'm still working it because I occasionally put it in my Thursday night shows, which is our working night shows, that you can add stuff in, is actually a mind map that's ready to go. So you don't have to think about it. So you can actually start to use this to get yourself into mind map. So that'll be a nice little way of like, so you can, looks like you've just scribbled written words and it's all come from everywhere, but it actually, it's ready to go out of the box. So you don't have to think about it.
That's awesome. I mean, blinds is amazing. So you're going to have blinds, you're going to have Card and Beaver, you're going to have your drink deck, obviously, all of these classic, iconic MB Magic releases. What else are we going to have there? Are you going to have the drink deck? Sorry, not the drink deck. Are you going to have... Oh, well, let's talk about that first. Let's absolutely talk about that first.
No, go.
let's blow our load right at the beginning, because this is the bad boy. This is the one. And I need to tell people this, and you know, by now, by the time you've seen this video, there's a very good chance that there's a review gone up of this by me. But I have been on stage with you at Smoke and Mirrors, watching you perform this routine and absolutely bringing the house down with nothing more than a smarty tube. It's like, you know, forget about your biggest props. Yeah, you can turn up with your Mindbuster Pros. You can turn up with loaded down with pro mystic stuff and Amverdi dies till the cows come home. And there's Mark Bennett rocking up on stage with a smarty tube and a personality and just absolutely killing it. It's one of those rare tricks. There's not many like this that work for a stage performer, but also if you need a piece of magic that will work for a close-up magician in a banquet situation or a walk-around situation that's really going to stop the show, this is it. I think it's amazing. And I was lucky enough to be invited on the tutorial, and I'm so glad that you invited me, because
because there's so many little bits of insights that I wouldn't have been able to put into that project, because it was just something my brain... In theory, if I was still doing the behind the bar magic side, maybe there would be a little bit more there, but then it still would be parlory style movements and being a close up magician, I haven't been one for many, many years. So having your insight and routines that you do to pass on to people was much appreciated. Thanks, buddy.
It's amazing. For people that don't know what Get Smarty is, it is basically a borrowed object, a borrowed ring, into
a sealed pack of Smarties.
Pack of Sharpies, and you're looking at the gimmick there.
I mean, yeah, so this is a pack of Smarties that you would hand out to your spectator And but before you've done that, you've vanished the small object, probably a lady's ring. And all you're going to do to do it is you've got a little bill tube located in the Smarties tube. This is a one-time deal every time you perform this because it's a cardboard tube. Once you break that seal, don't think, oh, I'll just reseal it and be cheap and just say, oh, it looks like it's sealed. They don't care. Don't be cheap. 60p yeah. or less than that. I think it's £13 from Booker's. I think someone put up on the Facebook group. £13 from Booker's. There, you know, it's 24 tubes or whatever it was. So once that's done, that ring will pop out. And what's beauty and within the trailer as well, you can see that is that the ring gets stuck in the lid. So when it comes down, it stops. So all the Smarties are out and the ring is just left there. And they're just like, they have to rip open the box to get their ring out. And it's, I love it. You know, it's my closer at Smoke and Mirrors. It's reactions of what you want of like, what, you know, that I don't get it. And for the American side, obviously with Get Smarty, if you haven't seen it yet, it's you get four of these gimmicks, so you can have these ready, set to go, and they're off. They are, but it takes you 30 seconds to reset. It's all on the tutorial, as you know. Yeah. And the American version, this is the M&B tube or M&M's tube, and it's the same style, but this one here is built in, and it's the tube is reusable, and what you do is you get the reseals. So to reseal, so you can just a little lighter and you can reseal this unit and you're off to go and to the next table, etc. So yeah, maybe try and keep your M&Ms. Don't let them have the M&Ms. Pull them into a glass, let them ring out, and then pull the M&Ms back in. I don't know, but you know, it's I do this on stage. I've got a lot of M&Ms.
A lot of people have asked me if this is appropriate for like a close-up magician, and the answer is very simply yes.
Yes.
This is not, but I don't think this is the trick that you would do every table. If you were working a wedding and there's 10 tables, this is one maybe you'd do it once or twice. You throw a couple in your case and you do it for those two special tables, and then you throw a couple more in your case for your next one. Could you do it every time? Could you buy two Get Smarties and have eight prepped in between each table? I think you could, but I think it's one of those tricks where it's so impossible.
Yeah.
It's so impossible, and people will remember it so much, so impossible that you kind of don't want to do that. You kind of want to just keep it for that head table and show the bride and groom, whatever it may be. And I mean, my favorite way of doing it is with the ring and string routine, and ring and string has always been one of my favorite routines before.
And you get it on the tutorial. Thank you.
I teach how to do my ring and string routine on the tutorial just as a bonus. But on the tutorial, we go through a bunch of different stuff as well. I mean, there's so many different ideas and tips for
use the digital force bag, utilities that you already have. So it's just one of those, it's a utility device for I think one magician, his ring to impossible location was on stage. He knocked his table by accident himself, and his impossible location prop fell to the floor and smashed to smithereens. And he was like, I need something new, but I still want it. And it was an organic ring to impossible location. It was organic. He liked it, and he just wanted another organic version. And he had heard about Get Smarty, and he goes, oh, I just need it now before it's released, please, 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 please. And he's been using it now for I think 3 or 4 months in his stage shows, because he wanted something organic. And that's what's nice about this. I think somebody else I spoke to, I think it was Mr. Nardi said, Randy goes, now we've all had a bill tube, or if some of you may not have, but we've had a bill tube, and what you know, what is a bill tube? This metal tube with a pole going through it with a padlock on. And the only person you would ever see with one of these is a magician. Don't get me wrong, it's a fantastic, you know, I used to use the bill tube in the bar days. And hence I wouldn't even know how to make one of these in some respects. And that's what I like about it. It's the organic feel of it. I wouldn't do this every single table and to table. I think on the trailer as well, you see Tom Wright performing it, and he's building it up. He's got this so many little nuances where he just builds it up and builds it up and builds it up to disappointment and to the bang crescendo of opening up that Smarties and the whole table just erupts. So this is fantastic. And you don't really want to, you know, that's a anger night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is that really. Oh, my gosh. And I said, that, who was I speaking to? I can't remember. Don't know. I was speaking to somebody and I said, I would be shocked if within the next 2 to 3 years, this is does not appear on some sort of magic special on TV. Because I can just see somebody walking into a shop, vanishing a ring and going, hey, go and grab yourself some Smarties from over there, or go and grab yourself some sweets. And they go pick up a Smartie tube and then they crack it open. I could just see that. That would be a Dynamo, sorry, Stephen Frame thing. That would be a David Blaine thing. I could just see that as something that...
Thanks,
pal. No, it really is. It's amazing. I love it. 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 So that's available. That's going to be on your stand on MB Magic. Now, you alluded to this. You said, hey, it's in its third iteration you've got a new version of the Queen's Nose. So the Queen's Nose came out and then the King's Secret came out.
Yes.
And now you've got the Dead Man's Hand. So my first question is, will you only have Dead Man's Hand or will you also have the previous King's Secret and Queen's Nose on your stand? And the second question is, talk about Dead Man's Hand.
So, yes, I will have. I've got very limited left of Queen's Nose if you want that. That's a nice, simple, great little routine. That's still available. King's Secret, I've no more special editions there. A chap just bought the last one the other day. He's picking it up from Blackpool. So if you see it, he's just got the last one. So he's picking it up. But yes, I will have the King's Secret with new reveals. So there's 3 new reveals on there. I think it's I can't even remember what they are, but they're all red. I think that was the customer reaction. They just wanted them red cards. So yes, 3 new reveals on the King's Secret. And then we were getting messages, both of us, Matthew and myself, from people saying, when are you going to do an American version? Where's ours? There's an English, there's a Queen, there's the King. All right, fair enough. But what about us? And we were like, okay. And we did. We kind of thought, well, do we do a Kennedy? Do we do this? And do we do that? And then we both said, what about Billy the Kid? You know, a little cowboy Western one. Why don't we do that? So we can kind of make up a coin. And we did. We came up with Billy the Kid, Wanted Dead or Alive. That was the original name for it, Wanted Dead or Alive. And there's the coin for Wanted Dead or Alive. It's got 1881 on here and on the back, beautifully designed by, once again, myself. Focus in. There we go. And you got in here the US Marshal. This is called a bounty coin because the story goes, if you as an outlaw or somebody in a town saw a wanted poster of Billy the Kid and you saw him in the bar and you just went in and shot him, you'll be done for murder as well. It didn't work like that. It wasn't just because this guy was wanted doesn't mean you had the right to go and kill somebody. You had to be deputized. So you had to have you had to be either already a US Marshal or the sheriff, or you were deputized by the sheriff, or you had one of these, a bounty coin with Billy the Kid's face on it. Then you were right. Then you could go and shoot him and he could get him back and you're all good to go. That is the premise. That's what we thought. And then we were going through it and we were like, 1881, that's when he died. So that's good. So that's the coin. But then, wait a minute, that's the Dead Man's Hand. Yes. Right. So what do we need? Yeah, I've got an idea. What we need is a photograph of Billy the Kid playing cards with Wild Bill Hickok in a saloon. And Wild Bill Hickok's holding the Dead Man's Hand. And and what's nice about this was dated in August 1876. The year that, and the, well, the month that Wild Bill Hickok died. Billy the Kid, wow. No one knew who he was until 1877.
Wow.
But he was playing cards the year and then maybe on the same night that Wild Bill Hickok died. I don't know, maybe.
It sounds good. Let's go with that, shall we?
So then you've got these, you've got your reveals, the King's Secret reveals and the Queen's.
I love how the cards are intertwined with the guns. With the guns, yeah, that's great.
And so you've got your reveals and also as well, painstakingly, and I've worked with James Howes on this. He worked on some bits and bobs on it. And then I wanted to make this even really this to be a really good special edition. You also do get a deck of cards called the Deadwood deck. And this is made out of craft paper. So it's got a rough feel to it. It's got dirty markings on it. And it's all the bits and bobs. It's worn. You know, it feels like this is an old thing. It's got the Deadwood Saloon written on it. And that is it. There's no barcode. There's nothing else on this deck of cards to say who made it and what it is. And what we did, or what I did, is every card is slightly different. So they've got different dirty markings, not all the way through. They're all different backs. And then the faces, you've got the old one. Let's find a nice, there we go. Oh, no, that way, isn't it? Yeah, look, we've got a nice old looking court cards. All the court cards are old looking. So they've got this old feel to it. They're dirty as hell and they're marked as well.
Of course they are.
They're marked as well. So have a little look. You can cut to a card, you can see your card, and you've got that's fine. Also, as well, there's the three reveals. Your reveal coins are slightly differently marked, so you can actually spin through this here, look in one of the little corners. And if you see a little marking, that'll tell you that's one of your reveal coins, so you can actually find it a little bit quicker. So when you're doing your routine as well. A lot of thought.
A lot of thought gone into that, absolutely. That's killer. I mean, that's...
And the poster, sorry, just very quickly. Sorry, I'll go back to it. So I worked so hard on this. You get reveals as well. You get the five of diamonds. You get the three of clubs around here. And then also on the back with a map. And this map is Dakota. This is Dakota, and the areas that are on this map are actually in Dakota. And then there's just a nice little thing here of take a spade. It's all there.
Really well thought out. Really well thought out. That's amazing. And you've got obviously the standard and the deluxe edition of that, or the standard and the collector's edition.
I have limited of both, but yeah. I will have them at Blackpool. There's the limited on the website right now. They are limited for me, but I think Murphy's yesterday had our stock that they were waiting for delivered, and so they are available from all your magic shops. Hopefully now, but not for very long. They will sell out again. I think there was almost 300 on pre-order, and they went out. As soon as they landed, they went out the door. So maybe we could just come and have a look at me there, mbmagic.com. Maybe.
Absolutely. Get them from Mark directly, but obviously he's going to have them on his booth at Blackpool, but it will be limited. And I know that there's people that come to Blackpool that leave it until the Sunday and they make loads, and that's fine, but something like this is going to sell out. I know this. It's going to sell out before the Sunday.
Yeah, it's going to be great. It's the third edition. You know, the only thing I've got to worry about is I'm watching King Charles in hospital to make sure he's okay. I've already designed the William coin. I'm already there. Don't worry.
It's going to happen at some point. It's going to happen.
I'm kidding.
Actually, that's a serious thing. Is there going to be a fourth iteration?
I don't know. Let's see how the American one goes. But I think because now people know the routine, we're spending more, you know, we're having to refilm stuff. But we've put in a 15-minute parlor routine on this one that you can actually go in and have this whole lot.
If you do produce another one, let me give you an idea that follows the same sort of theme but changes it as well. I think that you should produce one for the mentalists.
Yeah.
I think that you should have the coins with ESP symbol cards reveals on them, and you should talk about Dr. Reinhund, and you should have an ESP marked deck. Every mentalist in the world, they bring out ESP cards.
Uh-huh.
And they, I can see we're transitioning into something else now. You know, they always talk about Dr. Ryan, don't they, though? But if you could actually have something that actually allows you to talk about the guy, and then yeah. You know, I just think that'd be pretty cool. But you just bought up squid cards, which I love those. If I had one criticism of the original squid cards, and I know they were designed this way, so it's not a criticism. I know that that was part of the design choice, but they were very kind of... They weren't very to handle because they were designed to look like they came from the actual game. They were rough, covered in like blood and stuff.
Yeah, quite a lot of the bits and bobs of Squid was all about the business card, and it was just the symbol and all that kind of stuff. And we thought, well, let's go down that route. And then it's also, let's really make them business cards. And we were quite happy with it because we weren't really doing much. It was just, you know, we liked to perform it, but then we did get a lot of people saying, oh my God, these are really difficult to do. And this is this. And they felt a little bit this. So we have, you've now got from MB Cards. God, I'm going to get so sued.
Dude, I've been running a company called the Netrix.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
For like probably 2 years now, and the logo is almost identical. If I'm good, I honestly, you ain't got a problem. I'm waiting to get sued.
So this isn't their writing as well. This is just, this has been made up. You know, I have made that up, but it looks like there, but that's supposed to say Squid Games, but it yes. doesn't, you know. But yeah, we've done that. That's only going to be available at Blackpool. But it's, and we've also got five extra new routines added to it for season two. But it's nice because that just like.
And I will say two things about this. The marking system on the original Squid Cards was amazing. I'm assuming that the marking system is the same.
Yeah.
It was a brilliantly innovative, easy marking system that even someone with terrible eyes like me could read easily.
Yeah.
The real gold, as far as I was concerned, was the tutorial. Anytime you have Michael Murray dropping one of his signature routines is like a moment to rejoice. And then if you've got five more routines on this one, that's even better. And the whole concept, you know, when you bought out Squid Cards, Squid Games had just come out, but now we've had Squid Games, the reality show. Season two is going to be on its way. These are very, very topical. And if you are doing ESP routines, these make a lot more sense. People know what Squid Games is.
We've been searching high and low for, you know, Carl Fields, you know, obviously the guy was a genius, etc., for how much stuff that you can gain and gather from it. And we've been taking some bits and bobs from that and looking into some other bits and bobs. But, you know, to make it nice and easy so you can still get that story across. And that was the point of it. And also to make this a little bit more... user friendly. So these are really, really nice cards to use. They look like a card game. So exactly, they are what they are. You know, it's just Squid Cards. You know, oh, let's play a game of Squid Cards. You want a game of Squid? What's Squid Cards? Okay, let's play. You know, it's quite nice. It's quite a nice little just go into. So yeah, we're not even on it. You know, it's, you know, it just says, yeah, it says MB Cards, but hey, that could be MB Games for all anybody cares. So, but yeah, no, it's just, I think we're going to, I'm not going to say, because I got the idea who's created it. So, it's not me. I don't know what you're talking about. Don't
okay. And what else have you got? Obviously, we referenced Jamie's movie deck. I've reviewed that I was on the
podcast. I'll have those on the stand, yeah.
That is a do not overlook that. I know it's kind of flown under the radar that has a little bit. And I think it's such a shame because that routine, that reveal is so strong.
Yeah.
That reveal is so strong. And the fact that you can kind of almost do a bunch of other stuff before you get to that point.
I think what I have heard is a few people said it's the space that people need. And that was the issue. And
yeah, you don't have to do that reveal though if you don't want to. So much other stuff built into it.
Yeah, it's you know, there's bits and bobs for it, but I just think it's not one of those. It's not a a table to table routine. I'm one of those kind of people. I don't like to do the same to, you know, I just do three tricks, that's all I do, and I just repeat them, etc. Because you don't, you know, it's still that, sorry mate, don't watch because it's the same trick, kind of like attitude, you know, don't look because I'm just going to be doing you, I'm going to do the same trick. So yeah, it's quite nice to have that. Right, did you all enjoy the magic? Yeah. Oh, can we see some more? Yeah. Come sit down. You know, and it's that last lot of people that want to come over, and then you just bang, you can just get that reveal out, and three different reveals as well. So if you wanted to, you have another table, you put out the other two reveals as you want. But it is a cracking little routine, and it's that generating that movie quiz with the, you know, having the, getting them all playing a game, and it just gets them all hyped up. And that's yeah, a great opener for a table of 10, you know, because that's one of the hardest things people struggle with. So.
Absolutely. And outside of that, is there anything else coming out?
Oh, yeah. No, I'll have an updated blinds. It's not a 2.0, but it will be just an updated blinds version. I will be... I've got a little secret project with somebody, and it will only be revealed after their show.
Ooh. I don't know anything about that. That's...
After their show, they will tell you where you can buy something after their show.
Okay. Because
it will not be shown anywhere else. And then you will be able to pop to me and pick it up. But that's it. That's all we're giving you.
Follow me intrigued. Okay.
I will tell you the day it's on, though. It's, if I'm right, yes, it's Saturday. So after Saturday, after someone's show, you will be able to come and purchase something from me if you so wish. Okay. But it's not strictly mine. It's something I'm producing, but I think it's cracking. I use it. I think it's brilliantly funny. So it's you'll be very lucky if you get them, because they are seriously limited numbers, because these are handmade, and that's it. That's all I'm saying.
Okay, I'm excited about that. And on that subject, before we finish this off, you got a ton of stuff on your stand. Obviously, you're producing a bunch of stuff. You've worked with Jamie Williams. Obviously, you work regularly with Matthew Wright. You're working with this mystery person as well. If somebody wants to have something produced by MB Magic, what's the process? Are you actively looking for submissions? Is that something?
Think about who I am. I want to release something that I will think, yes, that's, I would do that. Or I think that would work in that realms. I'm not here to make a quick buck and all that kind of stuff. I want to do stuff that is, I think, is good and it's workable. And it's got legs, and but if you do have, you think like, oh, this would be perfect for Smoke and Mirrors, Mark, this would be great, you know, I think everything David Penn's bringing out at Blackpool, he's gone, Mark, I think this is perfect for you, this is absolutely perfect for you, and actually, they are.
Yeah. Well, he's a smart cookie, isn't he, that David Penn?
Yeah. So I was like, oh, yeah, actually, yeah, and he goes, what would you pay for that then, Mark? Would you pay that? And I said, yeah. He goes, good. Yeah, that's what I thought as well. So so I'll hopefully see you. He goes, yeah. So I'm very, if somebody does come and send me something, either if you're friends with me on Facebook, send me a private message, or just send me an email, info. What am I? I think I've got Mark at mbmagic.co.uk as well, something, or info at mbmagic.co.uk, but it'll come to me. So something like that. I think all catch will come to me. You can put whatever you like, to be honest. Don't. And I'll have a look. But I'll be honest as well. I will be honest. But you know, if you've used it, don't just kind of like wake up in the morning and I've had this idea about this pen. I'm gonna stick it in my head. What do you think? Try and have something that you've used.
That makes sense. That makes sense. Mark, this is incredibly exciting. I cannot wait to see you. I can't wait to see your booth. You were so busy last year. Everybody was coming over to you. And I fully expect that they're going to be back again next year. And those little bad boys are going to be in very limited supply. So make sure you get them before he sells out, because he will sell out. And look at his happy little face with his Smarties. You know, who wouldn't want to buy from that? So, Mark, thanks once again for joining me on Magic TV. I really appreciate it. Congratulations on your continued success with everything that you do. And if I don't see you before, the beers are on me at Blackpool.
Ah, that's the closing line. That's it.
I can't say any more than that. We're done.
Thank you so much. I really do appreciate it, buddy. Appreciate it. Thank you.
No problem. Guys, check out Mark's stand when you get over to Blackpool. Keep watching Magic TV, because this week I'm interviewing a lot of the dealers and the producers that are going to be at Blackpool. But yeah, hopefully I'll see you there.
I'm in the pavilion.
Oh, you're in the pavilion. Oh, you've moved.
Yeah, there's no dealers in the foyer anymore.
Oh, okay, so you're in the pavilion. Well, that's a good place.
We've all been moved into the horseshoe and the pavilion. So there's loads of dealers in there. So it's all changed, but people will find.
Yeah, go find him. He'll be in the pavilion.
Black coffee.
Look for the massive crowd, and that's where he'll be.
Look for the beaver.
And on that, I'll see you again soon.
Thanks for listening to the Talk Magic Podcast. Magic. Be sure to like and subscribe to the Magic TV YouTube channel. Magic TV. Which includes 14 unique videos every week. Whatever type of magic you're interested in, we've got you covered. Just search YouTube for Craig Petty's Magic TV, or click on the link in the description from this podcast below. Be sure to join us next Friday at 5 p.m. right here for another Talk Magic Podcast.